Welcome to the Maura Sweeney Podcast. Maura is an international speaker and the trademark ambassador of happiness with a passion for personal responsibility. She weaves insightful questions with personal stories to challenge your mindsets and empower your best and happiest self from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's podcast for you.
What is your story? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, today's podcast is for you. What is your story? Has anyone ever sat you down and said, "Oh, could you tell me a little bit about yourself?" Have you ever sat down with someone else and said, "Can you give me a little bit of time and share with me something about you and your life?" You know, those of us who want to be happy, who want to feel a sense of peace, well-being, an awareness of ourselves, our world, our neighbors around us, and even more than that, reality versus unreality, would do well to take time and actually ask people, what's your story? I want to share with you why. It works on a number of levels. Many people who think that they don't matter will never express themselves until and unless they're actually plied to do so. And when we take the time to ask someone who really thinks they have no voice, to give them voice and to ask them to share something of their lives, may never do so otherwise. When we are invited to share something about our lives with others, maybe those who don't live as we do, we can help extend ourselves toward them and also bring people in general, not just on a one-on-one basis, but bring individuals together in the place of understanding. I want to give you just one example that comes to mind, and it was one of many things I've done to step out and ask people what their story is. Now, it may not always come in just that specific question, but it's really what I'm asking. What is your story? It's my attempt to go beyond labels, designations, and let's say even judgments. Everyone in this world, whether we want to admit to it or not, find it very easy to affix a certain judgment on people, on groups. It could be on anything. And by doing so, we put everybody in the same basket and we make their basket different from our basket. And when we generalize like that, we put up walls. But what if not everybody is like what we think they are? Here's what comes to mind today. I probably have referenced it in a prior one of these podcasts, and I know I'll be sharing several stories in a book that I'm right now writing whose title is tentatively called Society's Ugliest Secret. It's loaded with a lot of life stories, learning that I've done, but also from a variety of perspectives. So here it is. I could have been in my mid-40s, and I learned I had an opportunity to go to a local jail. This was a private institution. As far as I knew, it was an official jail, and it was designed for young people, ages 14 to 17. I had assumed that it was only here in the county. What I didn't realize is that there were young people there from a variety of locations. At the time, I was a homeschooling mom living in the suburbs with two dogs. I had a nice size home, and from every perspective, you would think, what do I have in common with these young girls and young boys in jail? Really nothing, very, very little to nothing. But it was in that place of my having had no experience with people like this that I wanted to get to know them. In fact, there was something literally inside my heart that I wanted to reach out to these people. I also had a curiosity. What are certain sectors of the world, of the community, living like that I don't know about? And so I will tell you this with more than a little bit of trepidation, I went, especially because when I did go, I was going to have an hour or so with a group of young girls, 14 to 17 years old, some of whom were very hardened criminals, had, you know, been convicted of murder, etc. And I knew that for me to go into these places and not only hear new stories, but also deliver some stories that might be a benefit to these young women, that I couldn't be a faker. So it really tested my mettle, even in the same way that my questions, my stories, and maybe some of the challenges that I offered to the girls were testing their mettle. Meaning, are you a victim, or are you going to spend the rest of your life seeing yourself this way? And how can I give you new ways to think? How can I introduce you to new things? But at the same time, it gave me new perspectives one-on-one as I asked questions, as I allowed these girls to share, not only with me personally, but with their larger peer group. We all grew in some way. I will tell you this, probably the biggest way of all that we grew is that we managed to find commonalities of what is it that we as people need in this world? Do we need a sense of security? Do we need trust? What happens when people betray that trust? What happens when we are very vulnerable and we have to defend ourselves? What happens when we make a wrong turn and we are accused, rightly so, of having made a wrong turn and have certain debts to pay to society? Is that the end of our story, or can we use it for something better? There are people, they could be in your church, they could be in your family or extended family, they could be in your school, your work environment, they could be down the block on the other side of town at any kind of a place, they could be recovering from a drug addiction, they could be very sick in a hospital, they could be people who maybe had a good life and then all of a sudden things went wrong. They could be people who are immigrants that came from another country. Wherever these people are, and especially wherever you maybe feel a little bit uncertain of your own thoughts, uncertain of your own belief systems, do you have it in you to find a way to ask a person, what's your story? I really want to know. And then in the process, ask them some additional questions, maybe not necessarily to prove them wrong, but to find out if your belief system is accurate, to find out if your perception of reality is what reality really is when met with another flesh and blood being in front of you. You know, sometimes when we do things like this and step out, we do put ourselves outside the comfort zone, but at the same time, we manage to find those things that bind together the human heart and soul and spirit. And in the process of reaching across, we heal ourselves, we heal others, and we bring unity and hope and understanding where perhaps division, disappointment, discouragement, and lack of hope for the future used to be. If you really want to grow and be happier from the inside out, consider this today as a means of learning more, growing more, opening up your minds, your hearts, your thoughts, and sometimes maybe even your arms to do something you never did before, to reach out to someone else and say, tell me a little bit about your story. Well, I hope this has been somewhat helpful for you. I'd love to hear back from you with your comments. If you find this to be helpful, I also hope that you subscribe and also share with other people. Until next time, this has been Maura with Maura for You.
For more insights on living happy from the inside out, subscribe to this podcast. To learn more about Maura, visit her MauraForYou.com website, where you'll find videos, blogs, books, and the Foundations of Happiness self-study e-course, Maura, number 4, letter U.com, where Maura is always for you.